Browsing by Danny Naumoff. Accompanied by the sloshing sound of carbonation perishing against the ice-cold confines of my cheap bottle of Prosecco, I drew a face of masochistic distaste when my chapped lips parted ways from it with an unnervingly loud plop. Letting out a groan of annoyance at my predicament of having missed my last train bound home, I couldn't help but feel sorry for myself. Much to my chagrin, my exasperations, filled with lamentation, would get interrupted by the crystalline disintegration of the bottle hitting the pavement as it flew into a kaleidoscope of varying shards, scattering across the ground in a plethora of clings and clangs, laughing at me in an unnervingly diverse set of pitches. Pitying myself, I looked up to the accompaniment of vanquishing sizzles, as if asking the starlit sky what I'd done wrong to be punished even further. White dots, seemingly sizzling with a pulse of creation, would blur into lines as my gaze averted itself downwards, haltering at the side of windows into different stories. I saw wedding gowns, thinking about the movement of them through the tears of happiness and approval. Noticing the intricacy of the lace, the rapid clicking of bobbins filled my head with a percussive melody of wooden determination, as if setting a metronomic pace for my unsteady observance, my eyes would rhythmically jump to other exhibits. A bookstore displayed yet another cookbook, like many that came before it, my imagination riffling through the ruffling of pages, imagining the sizzle of a rack of lamb adorned with a crown of breaking rosemary, and a downpour of fragile flakes of salt as they elegantly escaped the grinding of their mill. Yet another window presented me with the flashing lights of a television, as a weird advertisement showcased juicy waterfalls of paste erupting from mangoes. My mind instantly jumped across metal drums and the strings of guitars, like a parrot that proudly proclaimed its love for mangoes while screaming over the canopy of a rainforest. Landing on the windowsill of a new destination, my voyeurism intruded into the quarrel of a couple, emotions tensing up into an orchestra of chaos as the women's eyes shot towards me, setting the final act of the performance to a screeching halt with a loud that shot right through my conscience. Sheepishly, my gaze ran to the sagging sounds of plastic bottles being collected by another unlucky soul nearby. Witnessing the rustling of intention, I broke from my intoxicated trance by the screeching of a shard underneath my boot. I should probably pick some of those up.